Greetings from Lutherans Outdoors in South Dakota. This is Mara Stilson, Marketing Director for Lutherans Outdoors, coming at you with another edition of The Lowdown. Recently, the year-round staff of Lutherans Outdoors gathered for an annual all-staff gathering. With the four camps of an administrative office spanning the vast state of South Dakota, this is the one time each year we are all able to be in the same place, to check in, get to know one another, and to share in the Christian community that is a part of our mission. During this year's gathering, as the end of another year approaches, the staff took time to share experiences from the past year and what they are looking forward to in 2020. Get to know some of the staff and hear what they have experienced as a part of the Lutherans Outdoors ministry team. Enjoy this episode of The Lowdown.
Hello, my name is Laken Meilenberg, and I'm the assistant director at Camp Nisadak. And I just wanted to talk about these amazing experiences that happen at camp when we allow this environment to take place where we unplug from our technology and our phones. There are so many campers that come in on Sundays and we look at them and say, "Hey, do you have your phone?" And they look at us and want to say no, but we know they have them. We take them, which is an unpopular opinion. But throughout the week, you see these campers unhindered by what they might be seeing on social media or what their friends are saying or what their friends are doing. And it truly allows them to be present in their camp experience and to really connect with the people around them, enjoy their nature, and just immerse in their faith and get to know themselves better too. It's really a remarkable experience to watch these campers come in worried about their phone and then totally forgetting about it to just walk away with the best experience possible. That was probably one of the most profound moments for me during the summer, is realizing that taking that technology away makes a huge difference. It makes me very excited to see the impact that camp continues to make as we continue into a fun summer 2020 season, to see what incredible experiences that can be fostered at camp once again.
Hi, my name is Paige, and I am the program director at Outlaw Ranch. My history with Outlaw is as a summer staff and as a family camper. I'm really excited for this new opportunity to be at Outlaw and give to Outlaw some of what was given to me over my lifetime as a camper and also as a staff member. I'm really excited to see all the families come back and get to continue to build those relationships, since that's such a key part of what camp is all about.
I'm Jake Hansen, and I am the director of both Nisadak Bible Camp and Joy Ranch. I've served Lutherans Outdoors since 2015, and it has been a wonderful almost 5 years. One of the most unique things that I've found as I've moved to South Dakota and I've traveled on a weekly basis on all sorts of communities throughout the state is there are so many people who have been changed or who have had an experience at the camps of Lutherans Outdoors. And they all have unique stories that they share about their time, whether it's at Klein Ranch or whether it's at Nisadak or Outlaw or Atlantic Mountain Ranch or Joy Ranch. Those camps have made a significant impact on so many people throughout the entire state. And it's one of my favorite things as the director to hear those stories from people of all ages and all generations.
Hi, my name is Miranda Breitag. I'm a wrangler out at Joy Ranch in Watertown, South Dakota. I have been full-time wrangler staff since September, but I have been out at Joy Ranch since I was probably about 7 years old is when my mom and I started getting connected with Joy Nelson. And then through the years, I've just stayed connected with everybody and was lucky enough to get this gig out there. A really touching story from my last year here out at the ranch. We had a little girl. I just shared the story with my staff members, and we had a little girl come out, and she ended up being involved in a case where she suffered severe brain trauma. And within 9 months, she lost all control of her body. She lost motor functions. She could still walk and everything like that, but they had her strapped into a wheelchair just for her own safety. And she couldn't vocally speak to you. Saying hi wasn't a thing for her. She couldn't tell you her name, nothing like that. Anyways, throughout the time that she was out at the ranch, she was lashing out at her counselors. They couldn't really get her to just sit still and just be content with what she was doing. And they told me that there's no way this camper can get onto a horse. And out at Joy Ranch, if you guys know about Joy Ranch, we don't say no to anyone. We ended up getting her on a horse. And for the first time in the entire week, she was able to sit still and be content with what she was doing. And she kept looking at herself in the mirror and she was able to get the word me out. And it was just a very touching story that really made me realize why I do what I do out at the ranch and the opportunities we have out there to change the lives that we do.
Hi, I am Chris Mueller. I'm the hospitality director at Nisodak. Looking back on 2019, one of my favorite things that we did was Chocolate Fest. And Chocolate Fest is a three-course meal with prime rib. And then we have a full chocolate bar, a dessert bar of every chocolate thing you could, or at least I can dream up. And this year, that event will be coming up on March 27th and 28th. So we're looking forward to that.
Hi, my name is Dustin Holt, and I am the facilities director at Joy Ranch. Also dabbling a little bit, helping out at Nisodak Bible Camp with facilities. I started out with Lutherans Outdoors at Nisodak. I was a counselor for 3 summers and then did assistant maintenance work for 3 summers. And then started in 2017 full-time at Nisodak and then switched over to Joy Ranch in 2019. I've been here since. And both places are great to work at. We've had a lot of building projects going on at Joy Ranch. We finished up the Mac House, which was great to get done for staff to live in. And we just built a new buggy barn so we can display all of our wonderful wagons. And those are 2 great things that happened this past year.
Hi, I'm Terry Geyer, and I am the director at Klein Ranch. And one of the things that gives me just excitement and encouragement to keep doing camp and keep seeing camp in action is watching campers grow in to be staff members and grow in their passion and love for sharing the love of Christ with new campers that come along and doing that in God's amazing creation that we have out at Klein Ranch.
Hi there, Lutherans Outdoors supporters. This is Paul Hansen, Lutherans Outdoors Executive Director. And there's some things I'm looking forward to in the year 2020. I am really looking forward to visiting you, visiting your congregations, continuing relationships, building new relationships, and just spending some good time, good quality time with a lot of our donors, supporters, participants in our programs, everybody that says Lutherans Outdoors is their favorite place to build a faith life among many people.
Hi, I'm Erica Julius, and I am the registrar in the administrative office in Sioux Falls. And I'm the voice that you hear when you call into the office. I'm looking forward to all of you registering for 2020 camp and hearing all of your excited kids getting ready for next summer.
Hi, everybody. This is Matt, the director of Outlaw Ranch. It was a phenomenal 2019. We built a new overnight shelter. And looking towards the next year, we've had a long line of wonderful program directors since I've been around, starting with Christy Schmall and then Taylor Weiss, who we recently said goodbye to. And our new program director, Paige Mangan, I am super excited to get her up and running and to have her meet everyone and explore all the ideas that she has for Outlaw Ranch. We look forward to seeing you in 2020.
Thanks for listening and for your support. Stay tuned for more episodes of The Lowdown coming each month. Have a happy new year. We hope to see you at camp in 2020.